Tomorrow, a small right quietly becomes real for 450 million people. From the 2nd of August, if you're in Europe and you open a chat window, the thing on the other side has to tell you whether it's a person or a machine. If an image or a voice is synthetic, it's supposed to say so. That's Article 50 of the EU AI Act, and it sounds almost too modest to matter. But think forward a little. For most of human history, the question, "Am I talking to a real person?" answered itself. You could see them, hear them, feel the room. That default is dissolving. We are walking into a few years where the voice on the phone, the face on the call, the message of sympathy, the customer agent, the flirt, the scammer, any of them might be generated, and generated well enough that your instincts won't catch it. The law arriving tomorrow is Europe's first attempt to hold a line under that, to keep at least a labeled boundary between what is human and what is not. Here's my honest calibration. I don't think a disclosure rule saves us on its own, and I'd put low confidence on it changing much in the first year. Bad actors don't read compliance guides. The label will be followed most carefully by exactly the companies you are least worried about and ignored by the ones you should fear. What would prove me wrong is if enforcement actually reaches the messy middle, the ad, the synthetic influencer, the automated call, within a couple of years, and the habit of labeling becomes normal rather than exceptional. I'd give that maybe even odds by 2028. But even a partial line is worth drawing, because the deeper thing at stake isn't any single fake. It's whether we hold on to the expectation that we deserve to know. Once we stop expecting to be told, we stop asking. And a world where nobody asks whether the voice is real is a lonelier and more manipulable place than the one we grew up in. Tomorrow, Europe writes down that we still deserve to know. Whether we defend that expectation is up to us,